Five.
The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Guesting today, Charles Arbuckle will be with us literally in about 10, 12 minutes. His schedule has changed and may be changing over the next few months, so we have to move him earlier. Buck in just a few minutes, early on this Tuesday. Always pleasure to have him. Doesn't matter where he lands during the show. Always good to have him. So Buck, shortly. We have Gator Dave top of hour number two, and we'll get an update on Florida. And, of course, they've been out for a while here with virus concerns. A lot of news there this morning, and not necessarily Gators. The Gators, they just mean virus news. About to talk about Wisconsin. They are in a huge mess right now. And a little later, hour number three, Mike Griffith from the AJC's Dog Nation. He will join us. So that is the layout on the show today. 615-844-5600 on Twitter, at Bill is King, and email the show, billisking7@gmail.com. You ever heard of Danny Vandenboom? Have you ever heard of that person? Maybe you have. Some of you probably have. Many of you probably have not. That could be the quarterback at Wisconsin. We talked about it yesterday, but the news has expanded from Monday. Graham Mertz, who looked really good in that opener Friday night against Illinois, tested positive for COVID-19. And the starter prior was Jack Cohn. He's out with a foot injury, and he's been out. Next in line was Chase Wolf. Well, it was reported later on Monday he has tested positive for COVID-19. So Wisconsin is down to their fourth team quarterback. Now, they're awaiting results of the PCR test to confirm Mertz's result, or perhaps rule it's a false positive. So there's a possibility there. Chase Wolf, the third teamer, will also take that same test. We have not heard back on that. If confirmed, though, Mertz and Wolf would miss a minimum of 21 days, according to the Big Ten COVID-19 protocols for players. Remember now, these rules are not NCAA one-size-fits-all. These rules are league-to-league. And that rule is way too stringent. But that's the rule. That's what they're going by. And Wisconsin could be in a big mess. Sounds like they're in a big mess at quarterback, but you never know what these results may yield here. The Wisconsin coach, of course, is Paul Chryst. He's done a good job there. Spoke Monday with reporters before practice, but would not address the status of any of the players regarding this topic. Again, redshirt freshman Danny Vandenboom would be the next quarterback in line if both Mertz and Wolf are out. They play Nebraska next. After that, they get Purdue, and then they visit Michigan. Vandenboom played in three games in 2018. Attempted one pass. So there you go. And again, we've talked about it a bunch. I guess we'll continue, but it's going to be choppy. And with some of the rules in the Big Ten, I mean, you have an outbreak there, you're going to miss half your season, perhaps, right? I mean, that could happen. I'm not predicting that, but that is something that you have to watch out for. Yes, very disturbing news there out of Wisconsin. And quite a few Wisconsin fans listen to this show, and I know that they're very upset about this right now also. 615-844-5600. Yeah, not many SEC games this last Saturday. That picks up some. Georgia, Kentucky, of course, Alabama, Mississippi State. A&M plays. Yeah, A&M and Arkansas go at it, among other games in the SEC, so SEC still chugging along, man. Yeah, not without its issues. As we mentioned, Gators have been incapacitated a bit, to say the least. But we'll talk to Gator Dave about that here in less than an hour. Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill, TTUN still sucks. Just putting that out there. They were crap last year. They're crap this year, and they'll be crap next year. I don't know. Michigan didn't look so bad in that opener. One game. Yeah, one game's not going to win you a natty. One game's not going to win you your division or your league. But I got to tell you, the one look we got at them, they look good. Now, did I think they looked good enough to beat Ohio State? No. No, I'm not saying that. We don't need to know the answer to that right now, but I didn't see anything that changed the ultimate Big Ten outcome. Saw teams that looked good, played well. That IU comeback was impressive, but anybody in that league good enough to beat the Bucks, I didn't see. Michigan looked better than I thought they would in the opener. Absolutely. Yeah, they did. They looked very solid, but good enough to beat the Ohio State University. I didn't see that. Not in the Big Ten. Three teams easily stand out. This is not being intellectual here, but three teams overall clearly stand out. That's Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State. Rank them any way you want. I don't care how you rank them. It doesn't matter how you rank them. It doesn't. We'll play it off at some point. That will determine the rankings. Put them any way you want. So I like Alabama better. I like the Bucs better. No. Clemson's got the first pick of the draft, quarterback, and the best running back, perhaps. And Travis Etienne. Just sort them any way you choose. It doesn't. It literally does not matter. Those three stand out. I think the debate is going to be ultimately now who the fourth team is. And that's going to involve all kinds of items. Yeah, that's going to involve league comparisons, how many losses compared to another team, how many games you actually got to play compared to another team. All of that. You're going to throw in a big mixture, a big fat, and then you're going to mix it up and see what happens. Yeah, it's that looks like the debate right now. We'll see now. Yeah, we'll see how this all develops. 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Bill is King. Josh says, Bill, Buckeyes, Clemson, Council Bluffs. Huh. What would happen in that game? Council Bluffs. I got to remember, we've adopted Council Bluffs, Iowa, as the ultimate neutral field. We did that many years ago. We got a key to the city. How many people do you know famous enough to have a key to the city of Council Bluffs? You probably don't. Well, we do. That's how famous we are. Council Bluffs, Iowa. What would be the difference? Oh, boy. That's a good debate. I don't know if I've seen enough. I'd say, and we've talked to Brad about it. I think Brad said that Clemson would be probably a slight, I mean a minuscule favorite in that game. I mean, quarterback, you can choose. I mean, Pretty Boy is going first in the draft as of right now. But Fields may go second. I mean, that's how good he is. Clemson's better at running back. As much as I like Master Teague from the borough. Yeah, he is from the borough. He's from here. As much as I like him, he's not as good as ATN. I can't. Even though I have a local bias, I got to be reasonable here. Receivers, both are good. I'll give the edge, though, to the Bucs. Probably. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I would. Even though Clemson's very good at wide receiver, too. Lines of scrimmage, I think that's very close. That's a hard one, Josh. Last year, remember, I was struggling with that until we got really close to the Clemson-Ohio State game. And I know there were calls made and people pointing to one area of the game that could have been different. But my conclusion was last year, Clemson would win that game, that semifinal game, simply because they've been there. This Ohio State group hadn't been there. And I thought that would be the difference. And I still, to this day, think that was the difference. Just finishing out a game like that. Buckeyes, you could argue, perhaps look better in that game, in the matchup. But you've got to be able to close out on that thing. And I thought that would be a problem. And it was. Okay, here's the deal. We have to take a break. Buck will be with us in seconds. Because schedule-wise, he says over the next few months, he needs to move earlier, which is fine. We can absolutely accommodate that. Coming right back, Charles Arbuckle with us, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. We see some flashing lights in the area there. A 24 eastbound. It's between OHB and Briley Parkway as all that traffic starts to build this time of the morning coming in from Jolton. Still looks good as you leave Mount Juliet right now on I-40 going westbound. As you make your way towards Hermitage, traffic's still in pretty good shape as far as really bad interstate accidents. Hey, check out the all-new Andre Chicken Sandwich now available at Princess Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
COVID-19 is testing all of us, our communities, our economy, and our way of life. You can help Tennessee win this fight to protect you and your loved ones. Free COVID-19 testing is available at your local county health department, even if you don't have symptoms. When in doubt, get a test. To find a testing facility, please visit tn.gov/get-a-test.
Brought to you by the State of Tennessee, Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
For the one
ones working tirelessly to keep their coworkers safe, for the ones rising to new challenges, for the ones rebuilding stronger than before. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, free access to product specialists, safety recovery guides, and 24/7 support. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison and check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
To former Tennessee Titans head coach Jeff Fisher.
Bud wouldn't pay to have a divider put up in the trailer to where we could divide up offense and defense. So we would send the offense next door. Oh, by the way, they shared a building with a pediatrician and a daycare. So
live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Chubbs Arbuckle joins us right here in this slot on Tuesdays, talking college football. Buck, did you see anything week 8 that stood out to you?
Hey, Bill, it was interesting. Usually I won't do this, but I had a chance to play some golf. So, I mean, I watch highlights and I watch games. The one thing that stood out was I think it was Waddle getting hurt by with Alabama. I mean, that's just golly. Those are the kind of things that just, you know, when you look at it from that perspective, that really hurts you. I mean, you know, but on the football side of it, I'll tell you what, all this talk about Kentucky being the team to be a team that's up and coming, I can't say enough about Missouri and Eli Drinkwitz and what they've been able to do, along with my buddy Curtis Looper, who's, I think, co-offensive coordinator or offensive coordinator there. I've really been impressed with what Missouri's been able to do in this kind of abbreviated season, you know, outside of the normal stuff. And, you know, I think when you start looking at this, you got to be real flexible. I mean, look at Florida not being able to play, the Big Ten back, but Graham Mertz, you know, playing lights out. Now he's out for 21 days. Is the Big Ten going to hurt itself because of the way they've set that up, where you're out 21 days instead of 10 or 14? You know, there's so many different variables with COVID, and my game was canceled this past week because of, you know, New Mexico and Colorado State. So, yeah, I think you just have to be flexible, man, and just be prepared for whatever's going to take place.
What did you think about Michigan's performance?
I like Michigan. The reason I didn't put that at the front is that, are they going to tease us again, or are they going to be real? I think they do have a playmaker quarterback. So that part. So the thing for Michigan to me is that they have been similar to some other schools that we look at that have had great position groups. So if you're a Michigan receiver, I think of Anthony Carter. I think of Braylon Edwards. I think, you know, I may leave some guys out. They've had some dudes that can play. And if you go to Michigan, they've missed on receivers. I think the same way Texas has missed on quarterbacks now. They got Sam Ellinger, so that's been a difference. So it becomes almost one of those things, how can you miss on a position where you know you have to have the best players? And I'm not, and they've got some guys that can play now, but I'm saying when I think of Michigan, and don't we think of guys that have been top-notch players that go on to the league? Desmond Howard, who was more of a returner but morphed into a really good receiver. I that's the part for me with Michigan that I have to wrap my head around. Because I look at it from a historical perspective. I don't look at it as just this team, but I look at it over the last few years, and then I also look at how good were they at that position before and why aren't they that good anymore. And I think until I see that consistently, like I can say Ohio State the last few years, every year they've got a guy, a dude, Olave now, they got the young kid in the back of the end zone. I can't even think of his name right now, it escapes me, but he's catching the ball, foot control very well. You know, they've had guys consistently. So you know when you are at Ohio State or Michigan, you have great receiver play, right? So I want to see that out of Michigan to see if that's the real deal. And if it is over the course of a 3 or 4 game stretch here, then I'll say maybe this is a year where they can go in and say, okay, we're not going to get pushed around by Ohio State.
Charles Arbuckle with us every Tuesday. I'm sure you've seen at least the replays. The Auburn play where the kick returner at least appeared. Now, it wasn't real clear. You have to go back and watch it slowly. Looks like the ball nips his finger. The SEC doesn't even review it. And now they're saying they should have.
I looked at that play. I mean, I don't know how many times I looked at it, even on coach's film.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, how do you not look at that? How do you not look at that? This is mind-blowing to me, Bill, that we have replay, right, and then you don't use it when you need to. So, prime example, what if they had just said in the IU game, because Penix, you know, if I replay that, didn't that look like it was almost a bang-bang play, right? It almost looked like he touched the pylon, but the ball hit the ground. It was hard to discern from the angle, any angle that they showed, right? Well, what if they hadn't replayed that consistently, or they just kind of let it? Because that's one of those replays you've got to take a long look at. I don't mind you take 5 minutes there or however long because you need to get it right. And some people, Penn State fans, may say, oh, they didn't get it right, whatever. You shouldn't have had your guy running into the end zone, and maybe you kneel a few times. And we saw that not only in college but in the NFL. But to me, if you have replay, SEC, or any conference, why don't you use it? What is it there for? It's there for that, right? It's there to make sure you get the calls right or you're as close to accurate as you can be. I mean, that's what I thought it was about, right, Bill?
Absolutely. Yeah, and Lane Kiffin on Twitter last night, apparently he got fined $25,000 for retweeting some anti-officiating tweets.
Well, Joey Freshwater, that's not the first we're going to hear from him, and I'm sure he's going to be. Hey, the thing about Lane Train, whatever you like or if you don't like him, he's going to be who he is, right? He's going to tell you how he feels, so be prepared for it.
Buck, you touched on the Wisconsin situation. Not only has Mertz tested positive, and they're gonna check to see if it's a false positive, so that's still possible. But the third teamer, Chase Wolf, has also tested positive. They're down to their fourth team quarterback, who literally they say took a couple snaps, which I don't remember in 2018.
Yeah, that's the scary part about the 21-day rule in the Big Ten. Now, if you have a situation where a whole position group like that, and we talk about numbers, so say if you only have three quarterbacks and then maybe the fourth is just a pure walk-on kid that you love and he's great for the program, but he's not going to play. Oh, not so fast. He's going to be the one that's going to step up and have to play. And I think we're going to see that with the offensive line situation. If it's not a mandate from a standpoint of CDC or some guidelines from that perspective, I know it's myocarditis, and I get that, But I just think it's a little bit harsh, and it's going to really put some teams in harm's way. If you're going to play, you're going to put teams in even a worse position from a standpoint of how you put them out in the field and what they have to be exposed to if they don't have numbers. And we saw that earlier this year, right, when Navy was getting throttled, when we saw some of these teams that were just not prepared because they didn't have numbers or they hadn't really done any hitting. I hope that doesn't happen to some of these Big Ten schools. So, you know, what if it's every quarterback in the Big Ten? I'm not being funny, but what if that happens? And that's the kind of stuff that concerns you, because we can see with this virus, you can get it. And when you do, you're going to hopefully, for his sake and the team, that he doesn't come out with another positive test, and maybe that's the situation. But it puts them in a tough, tough place, especially with a team that looks like they're ready to compete this year for the Big Ten title.
Josh in London, Ohio, says, ask Buck his thoughts on Cincinnati and if they are that one group of five team that really sticks out to him.
The few times that I've watched them play this year, Bill, I haven't been able to study them as much as I want to. I like Cincinnati. And I saw them coming on a few years ago. I think Luke Fickell was doing an outstanding job with that team. It's a program that he's built, and they know how to win, and they know how to play. And I don't think they're afraid to play anybody, anywhere, anytime. And I think that's the part for me. The physicality of that team has been impressive. Whenever I watch them, you know, sit down and watch a half a game or a few series, I've been impressed with them on both sides of the ball. And I think it's a testament to Luke and what he's been able to do. A guy that didn't get the Ohio State job, but held it pretty nicely there. I think he's doing some phenomenal things, and this is a good year for him to be in this situation when the group of five really has some eyeballs on it.
Buck, we'll let you go there, sir. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, Bill, let me just say something real quick. Jim Bond, our backup quarterback, who should have been a starter my senior year, he's a head coach at St. Francis out in California. He's battling cancer, man.
I remember him.
He could throw the wide option better than anybody. Kid could spin the ball. He's battling right now. Pray for him and his family. I text him. I call him. Just trying to keep his spirits up. Jim Bonds, dude, he could. I wish he would have played our senior year. We may have won 9 games or so. But the thing that's most important now is that he's battling for his life. So just let people know that so they can pray for him and his family.
Absolutely, Buck. Absolutely. Talk to you soon, sir.
Okay. Take care.
Yeah, appreciate it. Buck's always spot on, man. Top of the hour, we'll have Gator Dave with us. Of course, they've been shut down for a while, trying to get back out there. We'll talk to him about that. And much to get to. Yeah, baby Kiff got fined, apparently $25,000. We'll talk about that when we come back. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm still looking live at this crash out here blocking the left lane. It's 24 eastbound. It's between OHB and Briley Parkway. You got all that traffic flow this time of the morning coming in from Jolton trying to get by this accident. Again, the left lane is blocked at the moment. Working a wreck at Gallatin Avenue and McKinney Avenue. That's going to be over in East Nashville. Celebrate autumn at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest. Now through November 1st, check it out. Obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The NFL is back, and the NFL app has you covered.
Woo! Let's go!
So get ready for football all season long and just tap into the NFL app.
Yeah! Time to go to work!
For free live local games.
End zone! Caught!
For free live primetime games.
Unbelievable!
For free news and highlights.
Takes off! He's in!
The official app of the NFL has you covered. Download to your mobile device by visiting nfl.com/mobile or your app store. Certain restrictions and data rates may apply.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve, it's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
And now, Floyd Custom Pools is reminding Americans to show support to the brave and honorable men and women who serve our U.S. military. Visit USO.org to locate military care package and see how you can make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Floyd Custom Pools, serving Middle Tennessee with pride since 2008. For installations, remodels, or repairs, turn your backyard into the oasis of your dreams today and call 615-238-5269. Floyd Custom Pools. Also sending special salute to Miss Martina Floyd of the U.S. Navy.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Here's the Lane Kiffin story. ESPN story here. SEC acknowledged Monday that it should have stopped play during the Auburn-Ole Miss game Saturday to review a fourth-quarter kickoff on which it appeared upon replay that Auburn's Sean Shivers made contact with the football. Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin said afterward that the refs told him the play was briefly reviewed and upheld. He later took to social media where he retweeted a post that called the SEC officiating a disgrace. That retweet will cost him $25,000. According to a statement released Monday by the SEC, Kiffin's fine was for, quote, his use of social media Saturday after the game made in violation of SEC bylaw 10.5. Bylaw states in part that criticism of officials or the officiating program by institutional personnel is absolutely prohibited, and comments on officiating are to be directed only to the conference office. The SEC acknowledged that further review of the play was warranted. Quote, because the play was not appropriately stopped for further review, the necessary slow motion review of the play was not viewed by the replay official to determine if the ruling on the field should have been reversed, the statement said. So on and so forth. So his retweet cost him $25K. And fines. It's been poorly handled by the SEC. That is obviously acknowledged here. You can't go back and reverse outcomes of games. But, boy, when you're on the end of a bad call or a call that was not handled properly, it hurts. I get it. It's very frustrating. If you are a fan and that's your team, doesn't matter which team it is, it's very frustrating. Incredibly frustrating, to say the least. Dr. Jeff down in Ormond Beach, Florida. Good morning, Bill. Penny, who is his wife, and I, both listening as we get ready for work. Happy to say that I've taken the dates off for commitments 2020. hopefully nothing will prevent us from coming again this year. Yeah, that date is December the 16th. And we do the show from 6 until 11. Now, we're getting close. I mean, you think December, that's way off. No, we're about a month and a half out, right? Maybe a little more than that, but not that far off. I know there's a golf get-together sometime this week when Music City Todd and Adam will play. They always pair up. They're both those dudes are about 6'5". They both hit the ball from here to Japan. Perhaps not always straight, but they hit it from here to Japan. And they're going to be discussing this as well. Jimbo fan checking in this morning. I like that. Yeah, Jimbo fan. Bill, did you ever get in touch with the ice cream man free throw shooting guru? I never did. I figured I was probably better off not replying to that email. I'm looking through. I'm going to see if I can find this email again real quick. It's going... It's well on down my email list. Da da da. Yeah, a lot of dead. You like that dead air right there? Was that good? Yeah, here it is. I didn't think I'd find it this soon. Hey, Bill, how are you? And then he says, I am fine. Now, that's not me replying, I am fine. He says, I am fine. I was just looking at your radio site. It was very nice. No, it says, I like it very nice. I am a basketball free throw shooter and free throw trainer. I shoot free throws for a living. And it's there's more to it than that. But that's the meat and potatoes. And his name is Frank Hotshot Ice Cream Shooter Rogers. Now, Jeff, too, looked this up. This is legit. Now, I guess he charges people to improve their free throw shooting. Maybe he knows I've got a daughter that plays college basketball. Maybe that's it. Maybe he was looking to, I don't know. Maybe he did some research. No, I never got a hold of the guy. Probably not going to. I figure I'm probably better off not returning that email. Bayou Bryan, who is all excited. TJ Finley looked good on Saturday against South Carolina. True freshman quarterback. Where is he from? Ponchatoula, Louisiana. Bayou Bryan. Bill, at least Kiffin is spending the $25,000 on SEC fines and not the $25,000 Hugh Freeze would be spending on other things. You know what? I hadn't even thought about that. Tell you what, Hugh Freeze at Liberty right now, is he not working on that resume? Should I tell my Hugh Freeze story again for those who haven't heard it? Couple of years ago, some of you have heard this. I'm doing the show, just like we're doing right here. The day before, the night before, I don't remember which one, but it was the day before. Hugh was, I believe he was at Liberty, and he had a speaking engagement. This is before he was coaching there. He was speaking. It was a religious event of some sort. And I tweeted something like, I don't trust this, meaning Hugh Free speaking at this Bible event. So I'm doing the show the next day. And I actually don't, I don't have anything against Hugh Freeze personally at all. He's on the field, he's done a heck of a job. Now, they got in a bunch of trouble down there for various things, but I think he's proven on the field he's a good coach. So, anyways, I'm doing the show. I look at my messages, my DMs on Twitter during the show, and it's Hugh Freeze. And he's saying, Bill, I saw your tweet. I'm free later today. Why don't you give me a call? I'd like to talk to you. You need to get to know me better. And it was a result of the tweet. And Hugh's been on the show a couple times in the past, but nothing recent. And I replied to him, why don't you just come on the show? And again, I was not doing that to, in an evil way, suck him in here and then attack him. You know, set him up and then make it a Jerry Springer moment for the show. No way. No way. I just wanted to get him on. I mean, what better way than let's go. I'm here. I'm doing the show. I've got the room. Come on the show. He replied, I can't do that. If I go on the air, then I'm going to upset a bunch of people, meaning his family. They were still healing. Now, again, this is before there was any talk about him taking another job. This is before that. He was just sitting out trying to get everything fixed at the time. And, again, what he meant by that is if I go on the air and then it's going to be tweeted and quoted everywhere and it's going to upset people. I don't want to go there. And you know what? I understood that. I wanted to get him on, but I understood that. And again, he was thinking about his family there. And anyways, I wasn't going to call him later that day to get to know him or whatever. That sounded a little creepy. I sorry, but it just did. And I didn't call him. And I think we messaged a couple of other times. But yeah, that happened. That happened. There's my Hugh Freeze a couple of years ago story, in case you missed it. Some of you have heard me tell that. Rod in Texas. Bill, is Kevin Warren now leading the SEC? That sounds like a Big Ten thing, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. Yeah, Baby Kiff, though. Baby Kiff's keeping it fun. I'll give you that. Aliquip of Bob, Bill. Lots of fun on Twitter about Baby Kiff paying the fine with 2.5 million pennies. Fans have been getting involved. Sending my pennies to the SEC office this morning. Wonder if Cosby will send pennies in, too. He doesn't. The Cosby Cattleman doesn't do anything with Twitter. I think he may get in there and look around a little bit. If you see his account, it's at Cosby Cattleman. It says he's not tweeted since, I believe, 2010. So we're at 10 years. He may not know about this. Well, no, he'll know about the fine. Yeah, he'll know about that. He may not know about the, hey, let's send them 2.5 million pennies. Just saying. Royal Payne. Bill, did anybody ask Kiff if he should have called timeout? Did he have anybody in the booth telling him to look at it? He said after the game, and he said on Monday too, that one of the refs over there by him said that they reviewed it, maybe not stopping play, and there was nothing there. He was led to believe there was nothing there. He said nowadays everything gets looked at, but should he have called timeout and stopped everything? Yes, he should have. In retrospect, he should have. I don't know if that would have brought about the desired result, but he should have, yes. He took the word of one of the refs that was over there by him when he shouldn't have. And I'm sure he regrets it. I know he does. Anyways, need to get to break here. Gator Dave, top of the hour. Where is the Gator football program at right now? Meaning, what's getting back on the field, getting ready to play again after a pretty long layoff. What's that been like? We're going to kick it around here in about 12, 13 minutes. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm looking at this crazy car fire right now. It's got traffic really slow. Go here on 40 westbound, right at Fessler's. Again, that's 40 westbound at Fessler's. Traffic's backing up big time because of this huge car fire. Again, 40 westbound. We are looking at it live right now. It's up against the wall. It's flaming pretty good here on 40 westbound at Fessler's as you come in from the airport side of town towards downtown. Make note of this. Celebrate autumn at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest. Now through November 1st, visit Obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Thursday night football kicking off week 8 of the season. The Carolina Panthers are 3-point home favorites against the Atlanta Falcons. Julio Jones for the Falcons questionable with a hip injury. Also wide receiver Russell Gage is questionable with a knee injury. The Tennessee Titans laying 5.5 on the road at the Cincinnati Bengals. Titans coming off their first loss of the season, 27-24 to Pittsburgh. That was at home. The Steelers were 1-point underdogs and covered by 4. Tennessee now 5-1, just 2-4 against the spread. Ole Miss an 18-point road favorite Saturday at Vanderbilt. For VSIN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
By state forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Patchy drizzle, high 63. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 54. Showers tomorrow, high 68. Heavy rain tomorrow night, low 64. Thursday showers, high 74. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network for Nashville Sports Radio, on WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Let me get a couple calls in here. By the way, Josh says, Bill, you need to get the doctor on this week. Dr. Greg Sisson down in Atlanta. He's a big Pitt fan. That may be a good idea. I don't know if we can get him this week, but I'll get in touch with him. Yeah, we do have some questions. And I tell you what, with all these questions and some cancellations, the high school team my son plays for got canceled again for this Friday. That happened yesterday. That was their last regular season game. I think they played once in the last month. So far, every cancellation has been the other team. Now, I'm not suggesting it couldn't happen to us, too, but we have to cancel. And the playoffs begin right after that. They've had homecoming canceled I don't know how many times because the other team that was coming here couldn't come. So it's everywhere. Armageddon, what's up?
Happy Tuesday, Bill.
Happy Tuesday.
Baby Kiff coming to the 615 Saturday, Bill.
Yes, $25,000 cheaper, too.
I'm going to call the Ole Miss football office today and try to find out where they're staying because I want to go to their hotel and read the good book with Baby Kiff.
They say he's reading the good book a lot. Now, I don't know if on Monday and Sunday he was reading the good book. He's pretty ticked off about that Auburn game, but he's probably back to it.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, Bill, because here, once again, another controversial call, you know, in an Auburn game. I'm beginning to think that the Gus Bus is paying off the SEC ref.
Well, Frankie, who is our favorite veterinarian who's down in Fort Myers, Florida, is a big Auburn guy. You know, Auburn and Florida have the Mac Daddy vet schools. And anyways, he's down in Fort Myers now. He said that he sent his money to the SEC office instead of to Auburn, and that's what helped that call.
One game I'm really interested in this weekend, Bill, is the LSU-Auburn game. I can't get a handle on, you know, what LSU is this year. I mean, one weekend they look great, another weekend they don't look good at all. We knew they wouldn't be as good because of all the talent they lost. But I think that's going to be a very interesting game, you know, just to kind of see what happens.
Well, LSU is a bunch of talented players, most of whom didn't get a lot of playing time a year ago on that championship run. And they're just trying to break that in right now. True freshman T.J. Finley got the start because Brennan's injured. And he looked good. They're got a lot of talent. They're just trying to get it all sorted out. And they're dangerous right now. They're not good enough to beat an Alabama or somebody like that, but they're still dangerous.
You got another call to squeeze in, correct, Bill?
I do.
I'm going to go handle some business. Have a great day.
We'll see you. Next up, the Georgia Dog. Welcome in, sir.
Morning, Bill.
Morning.
I just had to give a call about my buddy Black called the other day and talking about Georgia losing to Alabama. And I, you know, Bill, you know Black's one of my favorite guys. I love Black to death. Love to have him down on the Ponderosa one weekend. But he's always talking about my Dogs, one national title in 40 years. So I did a little research, Bill. In 50 years, Ohio State's got two. So, Black, I don't see the – now you got a couple that are more recent, yeah. But I understand that. But this is what I – Bill, I sent him, gift-wrapped him a quarterback that they have totally misused at Ohio State. Now, Justin Fields – was only 20 of 21. I didn't send him up there, Black, to throw incompletions. That one incompletion is just bad coaching, Black. So you got to do a better job. And, Bill, I'm going to take all these obsolete vote for Biden signs that's sticking in the ground all around here. I'm going to have them repainted. We'll send them up north to Black. Fire Ryan Day. Because Ryan's just got to do a better job, Bill. He just has to. Black, love you, man. Until next time, Bill, doggone.
It was 20 for 21 in that ball game. Looked pretty good. Yeah. I monitored that game, and other than the first drive, Nebraska scored, but there was never any worry about that matchup at all. Coming up, top of the hour after the heartbreak, Gator Dave down in Jacksonville, Florida. He'll be with us, and we'll get an update on Gator football. So they prepare to play again. It's been a while. Last time they played, Kyle Trask was 12 years old. Well, I'm embellishing a little bit there. I know. Last time they played, Kyle Trask was a backup to De'Aaron King in high school back in Texas. That's what it feels like. We'll talk to Gator Dave and get an update there. Couple of notes in case you're just checking in. I can make them quick. Wisconsin, at least for the moment, is down to their fourth-team quarterback. The quarterback that looked so good in the opener, Graham Mertz, out with a positive COVID-19 test. They're retesting to see if that was a false positive. No word there yet. The third team quarterback, Chase Wolfe, out COVID-19. Retesting him. That's 2 and 3. If Jack Cohn is indeed considered the one quarterback, I think Mertz is better. But anyways, the fourth quarterback is Danny Vandenboom for Wisconsin. Nothing reported about him testing positive. I don't know what they do. At what point do you just either scrap the offense or not play? I don't know. But Wisconsin's got themselves in a mess, too. We'll be back. Hour 2.